3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. I need to read this next unpopular opinion. It is called, I need to go to bed earlier and enjoy more of the morning. So let me start the reading. I know thinking this is not an unpopular opinion, but doing it is very unpopular. So maybe you can delete this post. For those who've never gotten up early, I challenge you to wake up at 5 a.m. and go on a walk. Don't go next to a road or heavy traffic or anything. Take an exploratory walk and a park or a trail. When it's all said and done and the shower's over, you will be amazed at how awake you are and how much time you have left in the day. My thoughts are that I am a morning person. Not everyone can be a morning person. I enjoy being up early for some reason. Some people live that lifestyle and they are proud of it. I know a lot of people who are not considered a morning person and they are obligated to because they have to go to work early. There are a lot of entrepreneurs, for example, who admit that they wake up at 3 in the morning just to live their lives and make more money. They are concentrated on their life goals, their financial goals, let's say long-term goals. I'm not saying all entrepreneurs are exactly the same. I'm not saying that all entrepreneurs wake up at 3 in the morning just to reach their career goals, their financial goals. Their routines may be similar, but not exactly the same. I could not be a morning person in the winter season because it makes me feel depressed. For the most part, I do get depressed. In the winter season, I have seasonal depression, and I didn't realize it till later on. I tend to have more motivation to wake up early in the spring and summer than in the winter. Maybe a little bit of fall. Sometimes I don't have the motivation, and sometimes in the fall I do. If I sleep later at night, then I wake up late in the winter, that's not good. If I have to wake up early in the winter, then I have to sleep early. There is no way that I could sleep later and be able to wake up early. If I have to be a morning person all year, then I have to apply it when it's like winter time. I can't take too many naps, especially in the winter. If I take naps in the evening, then I end up sleeping late. Then I end up sleeping later and wake up late in the morning. And I find it a bad habit. This is one of the main reasons why I hated waking up early in the morning. The only time that I did not like wake up early in the morning is for school. That includes high school as well. I had to get to school and leave the house at 6 in the morning, sometimes 5 in the morning. I had to get to school at 7 even though it started at 7:45 a.m. I could never be late to school. If I was late to school, then I'm late. I remember those good times where there were good reasons we showed up to school at a later time. One is for state standardized testing for certain grades. That is mandatory for 9th graders and 10th graders. In order for me to get to school, I had to take public transportation. I remember those times where it was so stressful because there were some times where I lost a pass to take transportation. Fortunately, I was able to hop on transportation without a pass. Transportation is very accessible in Philly. Sometimes it's not too friendly. That's the part that sucks when you take transportation in Philly. I'm not the only one with a bad experience in Philly when it comes to public transportation. I hated taking SEPTA unless I needed to. Taking the bus was so frustrating in the winter because of the snow days. During the snow days, you would have to wait for your bus for a long time and you would freeze. I wish that I had a car. I wish that I had a driver's license enough to own a vehicle. So if I were to wake up early in the morning, I think it's nice to go on a walk. I enjoy jogging early in the morning. I can do it at 4 a.m. If I had a dog, I'll walk the dog early in the morning. It feels good to wake up early in the morning so you get a lot of things accomplished. When I'm awake that early, I have a lot of motivation. I get more things done. It applies to me because I have multiple careers that I am growing and flourishing. People have to accomplish when it's career related. When people accomplish things, they will look back to see how far they have come, the types of milestones they have reached. You will realize how much of a productive person you have been. If you have milestones to reach, then I think that it's best to sleep early. I have a lot to reach. I'm sure you have milestones to reach. I know how many people want to reach their milestones. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.